Shire is a leading global specialty biopharmaceutical company with a focus on helping people with life-altering conditions to lead better lives. While Shire's portfolio of ADHD medicines helps patients diagnosed with ADHD, we recognize the need to provide additional support to them and their families. And that's why we at Shire value our local, regional, and international partnerships that are designed to develop and enhance programs to improve the understanding and awareness of ADHD. At Shire, people diagnosed with ADHD have our full attention. To learn more about Shire, visit www.shire.com.
Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. It is June the 13th in the year 2012 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We've got a great topic for you guys tonight, a great show. It's Gay Pride Month, and so our topic today is being gay and with ADHD, and we're going to have an open discussion about that. I'm your host, Jeff Copper, Attention Coach, and with me is my sidekick, co-host Kirsten Milliken, who is a psychologist. Kirsten, good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing spectacular right now. I think we've got a great show planned for today.
Terrific. I've been looking forward to this one since April. So
yeah, I think this is a really good topic. It's really, really timely. And what I'm hoping is that there are many people out there that are gay, that have ADHD, that are listening to this to give them some information, some insight. But I'm also hoping that this show will actually reach out to some other people to educate them and create some awareness of what's really going on to be able to actually help and embrace people who are both of these. With us today in our virtual studio is Barbara Luther, who's a master certified coach, who is out on both fronts. And we have another individual who we hope that will be calling in, who's just partially out. So we have a little balance, hopefully, in those two different perspectives. Before we get into the show, I do need to run through our normal announcements. As we always say, if you haven't done so, check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/attentiontalkradio. There you can listen to the show live, access our archives, see a list of upcoming shows. From time to time, we have giveaways. There's also a tab that's giveaways and newsletter. If you don't like to go to the internet to find some stuff, you can sign up for our newsletter, and we will send you twice a month our newsletter that will have a list of all the upcoming shows, so we'll deliver that right to your inbox. Note that you do not have to be a Facebook person to access this page, unlike profile pages. This is a business page, so you do not have to be a Facebook person to go there. Let's see, what else? A reminder that the National CHAD Conference is coming up in November, from the November 8th to the 10th. It's going to be in San Francisco, California. So for more information on that, go to chadd.org. And see, Kirsten, we got any other announcements today?
Just the fact that June is Gay Pride Month. So we just want to recognize that one of the reasons that we're having the show right now is because it's timely. So.
Well put, well put. Again, as I mentioned earlier, we got Barbara Luther, who's a Master Certified Coach. Barbara, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jeff.
Real excited about this topic, and I guess I kind of want to kind of frame some things out. There's an analogy I like to use a lot, particularly when people call me and they're interested in coaching and they want to understand things a little bit. And I said, you know, or even those that don't, I said, having ADHD is like being born left-handed in a right-handed world. And sometimes those with ADHD, they struggle because they spend a lot of time focusing on right-handed solutions. And when they notice that they're left-handed, sometimes things become a little bit more obvious. And I like that because when everybody can relate to kind of trying to do something with their less dominant hand and realizing how difficult that can be and how much easier it is if you do it your way. And leading into the show, I've had that kind of the back of my mind wondering how easy or how difficult it is to be gay, but also with the combination of these two. Can you just give us a little bit of an overview and your perspective on this space, and then we'll get into more specific questions.
I think that's a great analogy, Jeff. I think that's exactly what happens for gays as well, is that we know that there's a difference and we're trying to fit in, and yet we know we stand out, we're separate in some respects. We know in one aspect of our lives, you know, our sexuality is different, and we have to question that because it isn't the norm, and we have to actually think about it. But it's not; it doesn't define all of who we are, of course. So that left-handed piece kind of fits, and it's learning to embrace it and accept it just as a difference. Can be a struggle in certain environments, of course, but it's just what is. And that's true for ADD as well. I think so many times we know there's a difference. We don't quite know what it is. We don't have a label, if you will, or an understanding of what it might mean. So we're trying to, again, fit in instead of embrace what's natural for us.
Interesting. From your perspective, is there a difference between being gay with ADHD in men as compared to women?
I expect there is. I mean, there's still more there's still more safety issues for men who are gay. So I think for the gay community looking at ADD, it's like, you mean we have one difference, now we have a second one. So I think in the ADHD world, the gays just haven't even kind of paid attention yet. It's like, you know, one more nuance. I don't know if they even have the energy. Or at least have been, it's not even been called to their attention yet.
You know, Jeff, as you answered that question and Barbara was answering it, I was thinking, it's uncomfortable enough, I always imagine, especially for the boys who are hyperactive, to be in school and to be constantly reminded that they're being, you know, a problem to the teacher or distracted or distracting or whatever, but to also then be grappling with the question of your sexual identity at that age, to have those two lumped together, it just sounds like it would be overwhelming.
Well, we know the statistics are really high for suicide attempts in the gay world for young people, but it's also very high in the ADD world. So, you start thinking about that and you double it. It's like, wow, that's really a scary thing. I think the guys typically are more visible. Okay, their behaviors are more external. So yes, I think they get noticed more, and therefore it's less safe for them.
Wow, that really resonated with me, because I'm just looking in the world at people. Some of the people that I knew, and I will have to say, is that I tend to notice them when they tend to stand out a little bit more, and so it draws a little bit more attention to that side and maybe a little bit more judgment,
if you will.
But there does seem to be a difference. Bear with me just a second. I lost my train of thought. Can you just speak a little bit, because what I'm curious about is the gay and lesbian movement about coming out and trying to bring awareness to it. Could you speak to that a little bit? Because then I'm also interested if the ADHD community could learn something from what the gay and lesbian community has done in terms of awareness, or vice versa. I'm just interested in a little bit in that dynamic.
Yeah, I feel really strongly about that, because I do see a great deal of similarity. You know, much earlier in the gay movement, it was like, you know, people stayed in the closet. It didn't feel safe to be out at work, but because you made yourself vulnerable to do that. But the workplace, you know, what your sexual preference doesn't really impact your workplace. It really isn't that. So it was more a safety issue of just difference that people didn't understand and that sort of thing. With ADHD, Jeff, it's more, our having ADHD or being impacted by it actually does impact our work. So it's, I understand people feeling less safe perhaps to come out at work, but it is a similar coming out process. Gays and lesbians, the more they did that coming out thing, the more people knew who they were and realized they were regular human beings. Education and awareness has happened, and therefore more acceptance and appreciation. And I think it's the same sort of thing that ADHD has to do, folks with ADHD have to do, because there's so much prejudice and misunderstanding. And people don't know people who are ADHD who are doing fantastically, who are productive in the workplace, and we're there. So that's where I see ADDers being closeted today, fearful that they won't get a job or be able to keep their job. But because ADHD impacts our lives and our work, I think it's very hard to stay in the closet in the workplace. If you have people who are understanding or know a little bit about ADHD, it's pretty evident that you're ADHD.
Kirsten, I don't know about you, but that distinction, I never thought about that. Coming out at work there's a judgment issue, but it doesn't necessarily impact your work. But having ADHD can do, actually both of them can be there, so it makes it a little bit more difficult.
As you guys were talking, actually, what I was thinking about is both that the ADHD is sometimes more apparent because it does show in our work.
Yep.
Or it shows, now that people are more aware of the fact that ADHD exists, that kids are getting identified younger because it comes out in their academic work, and then and so people can then put a label on it. That's ADHD. Whether they actually know what that means or not, but if somebody, your gender or preference or whatever, sexual preference isn't always apparent, but that can also have an impact in both of those areas.
It really can.
It's not what people are paying attention to.
Yes, there we go, that attention piece.
Yeah.
Yes, ADHD traits in the workplace may actually be some of your some qualities that you ought to be hired for, but again, if we are hiding some of the traits that might trip us up, I think that I understand that it's always a personal choice, and if you feel unsafe, it's natural for you to try to for survival to take care of yourself and protect. But the reality is, it's going to come out in the workplace, and better to be proactive about it. Better to learn about your own, how your brain works, and be able to speak to that, whether you use the label or not, and say, this is what I'm really good at, and here's where I'm going to need some support, so that you're getting the right job. I think when you're not out as an ADHDer, you're often trying for jobs that aren't going to be good fits necessarily. So I think that may be part of the issue, too.
Just to kind of summarize, I guess kind of what I'm hearing here, which is interesting, is that the gay and lesbian movement if everybody kind of comes out, it creates awareness and education, which really kind of helps the community on both sides. Same thing, what I'm hearing would be the ADHD community could learn something from that, because if everybody starts to come out and it's more apparent, it will help everybody. However, at the end of the day, we understand it's an individual choice by circumstance, and that can be difficult. I know we did a show with Dr. Ari Tuchman, November of 2010, I think, talking about the notion of coming out with ADHD and the issues around it, and talking about ADHD as an excuse or an explanation, and diagnosing the symptoms and stuff like that. But in the totality, what I'm learning from this is, if more people kind of came out, it's difficult on the individual, but if the ADHD world did come out individually, collectively, it would educate people and really kind of normalize stuff.
Yeah.
Did I summarize that accurately?
Yeah, Jeff, because when we accept the prejudice and the misunderstanding, we internalize that. When we hide a part of who we are, we're denying that part or suppressing it. And it makes for pretty sad puppies at the very least.
You were talking about finding the right job. If you don't know or accept that you've got ADHD, you might go to a job that you're not going to be good at because you don't get it.
Right. Yes, and that's going to hurt your self-esteem even more. So
yes.
The one other difference, I think, is for ADHD, again, we know so many people are undiagnosed and aren't aware of it. We're not encouraging, I know so many people are afraid of the label. We want you to learn to understand your brain and embrace that your brain is just wired differently. It's wonderful just as it is, and learn to work with it. And I think when we stay without the label or stay without knowing, I think there becomes more internalized ADHD prejudice or phobia that we have to deal with internally before we can even hope that the outside world is going to catch up and accept us.
I tell you what, I need to run to a commercial break real quick. But when we come back, one of the things I'm interested in, Barbara, is the gay community more accepting of ADHD than the general public? So think about that for a second. And everybody out there, as the show's on, if you're listening to this, it's there's not a lot of resources out there on the epicenter of this topic, and one of the purposes of the show, particularly to celebrate Gay Pride Month, is to put a resource out there. So please, if you could, pass the link on to the show to those that are out there in the community, because there are many people who might not be out that are dying to hear information, and Barbara's doing a great job of outlining some real good insights I think were helpful. So, again, if you're listening, direct people to attentiontalkradio.com. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
We are CHAD, the nation's leading nonprofit organization serving the community impacted by ADHD. CHAD and Attention Magazine provide science-based information about ADHD to families, professionals, the media, and the general public. Attention is the only publication in which your paid advertising promotes the mission of leadership, advocacy, research, education, and support for the ADHD community. Interested? Advertise in Attention Magazine and CHAD's website at chadd.org or call 240. 0487-2314.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADHD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to ADDCA.com and click on Find a Coach.
Do you have something those with ADHD need? Advertise on Attention Talk Radio. We are a narrowcast, internet-based radio show targeting those with or impacted by ADHD. To learn more about advertising opportunities, email attention at attentiontalkradio.com.
This is your ADHD information station, Attention Talk Radio. You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. Our topic is being gay with ADHD and open discussion. We're having a very insightful conversation with Barbara Luther, who's out on both fronts. Barbara, before the break, I was curious, curious in your response, does the gay community accept ADHD, in your opinion? Are they more accepting than the general population?
I would actually say they're pretty much just oblivious to it. I don't think there's been any education in that community, per se. I think they're seen as so separate and disparate that there's no connection. So I would say the gay-lesbian community probably is more like the general population. There's some prejudice. There's some, you know, lack of knowledge about it. So I don't think there's any concerted thought about it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Real interesting.
Jeff, I have a question.
Yeah.
I've got a roundabout way of getting to it. But, Barbara, embarrassingly to me, but it was also a relief that, you know, I've worked for over a decade with people with learning differences, including people with ADHD, and it wasn't until my son got diagnosed a few years ago that I finally put, you know, two and two together and came up with me as having ADHD, having been where he got it from. And it was such a relief to me to put that together. And...
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was so excited because then I could identify with a group that was around me. But the response that I got from my family was, you know, don't use it as an excuse. That was all
yeah.
they wanted me to know was, that's great, you've got ADHD, but don't use that as the excuse. And so, you know, I was thinking, on one hand, there was a benefit for me because I connected with people and I had an understanding for myself of some of the things that I'd struggled with. So that was a benefit. But on the other hand, the challenge now is my family's got their attention on, is Kirsten using her ADHD as an excuse?
Yep.
So I'm wondering what you've found are the benefits and challenges of coming out with either one.
Separately?
For people in the workplace or in different settings.
I think they just are very similar, but today, I think there's a lot less concern. We have organizations like Growing American Youth and things like that for ADD young people to come out and explore their sexuality. There's more information and just so much more acceptance. I think the young people are in a have a wonderful opportunity today to learn about this and feel safe and find community, Kirsten, like you said. I think in the ADD world, we're trying to build community too, but these two don't seem to cross very much. So back in, I think, 2002, Denzel Brown at an ADDA conference had a session on ADHD and gays, and it was very well attended, but we just didn't follow through with it. So there hasn't been any concerted place or conversation for this. So I think we have to go different places. And again, it's splitting us. Instead of saying we're this combination of things, which all of us are, but where do we find our community? And I don't think there is a place yet. So I would love to see people go to Gay Pride and have a button that says, you know, gay and ADD too, you know, yeah. Find each other.
How much is that? I mean, you know, in the ADHD world, well, you know, there are 18,732 different varieties of ADHD just because of the different, you know, diagnostic criteria. Mm-hmm. And as Jeff always points out, forget the fact that, you know, you can have it to a greater or lesser extent, and there's all these comorbidities and all that. So there's a lot of different combinations, but at the end of the day, you know, everybody kind of lumps themselves into ADHD. But I notice in our main magazine, we've got Out in Maine, which came out in one of our local magazines, and there's an article talking to people who identify with gender neutral and gender variant pronouns, and, you know, looking at trans and gender queer and intergender and pansexual, all of these. Does that get in the way sometimes of drawing that community together? Is everybody trying to identify which they fall under?
I think to some extent you're just seeing, again, let me find my tribe. So, yes, there are sub-tribes within, you know, because GLBTQ is a big community, a big umbrella like ADHD is. So, yeah, I think they're looking for their unique tribe so that they can connect. And I think there's opportunity for ADDers within the GLBTQ community to do the same thing, to find themselves together and build community. I just, again, there's not an avenue for that. It has to be generated, and you have to go out looking for it and find it. So I find
have to say
folks
that
going, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Please finish.
No, I find we have to go to different organizations to find different parts of ourselves, which is, you know, disruptive at the very least, confusing.
I have to say, when I went to the ACO conference in April, the thing that I came back with and wrote a big blog about was the fact that I finally got to meet my tribe, and it was such an experience to be with people who had all different, you know, forms, shapes, symptoms of ADHD, but everybody was accepting of each other's little quirks and ways of doing things and, you know, interrupting each other or saying something that maybe wasn't the most appropriate thing to say or whatever, but it was the first time I felt like I was with people who got me, that I totally understood, and that was such a benefit. So,
I think even within that meeting, Kirsten, I know the GLB folks that are in the community, and we see each other, we acknowledge one another, but there's no forum even within that small group to come together and say, what are our issues? Are they any different?
Right.
I tell you, I'm so thrilled that you came on the show, because I've been enlightened. There's so much more here that I never really kind of thought about it, and I totally get how just getting together and come up with some of those issues and kind of help people grapple with it could be such a benefit to everybody. So I tell you what, I would like to kind of continue our discussion on the community thing, because I need to run to a break real quick, so we'll do that, and we'll kind of pick up where we left off. Is that all right?
Yep.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
I'm Jeff Copper, host of Attention Talk Radio, here to talk to you about CopyTalk.com, a voice dictation service. This is not just some voice dictation software. It's a real dictation service by people who type whatever you want. When I need to document something, all I do is hit speed dial on my cell or work phone and start speaking. The folks at CopyTalk will type it up and email it back to me that day. The best part is I can dictate as many 4-minute messages as I want, all for one flat monthly fee. Go to copytalk.com/ATR, enter Jeff Copper as the referrer's name, and sign up for the free trial account today. If you tell them I sent you, then you'll get $20 off the monthly subscription for as long as you keep the service.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I am having a very informative discussion personally with Barbara Luther and Kirsten on this interesting topic. I've learned really so much from you today, Barbara, for your insights here. And we've got, like 3 or 4 minutes left of the show. I'd like to, at the end, any other insights you've got for them, but this thing that's jumping out at me is this need for a community and tribe, for people to kind of come together. What do you think is possible for the gay community that has ADHD if you could actually find a community to kind of come together and spend some time? How much would that, do you think that would do for not only those that are there, but everybody else that's out there that might need information?
I think it would be huge, Jeff, just to realize you could go to organizations that, you know, you may know you're gay and be going to those organizations, and just to see another person there, or just to learn, hey, there's a sub little meeting that we could go to and connect with, again, even more specifically our tribe, I think that would make a huge difference. And I think that's probably where it will have to start. When you go to Pride festivities and you see not just the parade, but usually the big festival around it, there are a lot of booths there educating about subsets around that are of people who are affected by, in the gay lesbian community, and affected by other things. And I think we need to start having booths there and start creating maybe a sub-organization. I'd love to see Chad and Ada speak to this a lot more too. And Jeff, just one other thing I really want to get across is we also have to educate providers. You know, a lot of us who have tried to deal with coming out from a gay-lesbian standpoint had a lot of trouble for many years finding a therapist, finding a counselor that would help. And I think that's gotten so much better. But think about the ADDer who's also gay. They're trying to find a therapist or a provider, a healthcare provider, who gets both. And that's very rare.
Yeah, that is a really, really, really good point. Because I'm sure, I got to be careful. I believe that there's got to be enough, as much prejudice in that space as anywhere else. And those people that are sensitive to that and can help those people have got to be, that's going to be difficult to find, particularly in more rural areas. And so in urban, because this is not confined to an urban city. So I do want one comment is I don't know if this really makes any sense, but I figure I'll throw it out there. So it was interesting to me how you were talking about at these festivals and stuff, these things, but it could be as simple as walking around with a button, I'm gay, and ADD, to inspire other people to do that so you can recognize them as a way to start kind of like grassroots, bringing people together. You know, you meet a few, you do that a couple times, some other people walk up and say, hey, dude, and all of a sudden you start a conversation, and who knows what could happen out of that. It's just as simple as walking out and making that in that community to see if you can find them. So I don't know what that means. I'm throwing that out there to any listener out there who might be inspired, or maybe that will inspire even a better idea, but it's just a thought I wanted to share.
I think I would love to see, you know, Chad have a booth at the festivals or something like that. I think, again, our job is to educate. The gay lesbian community has worked very hard to educate and normalize that we're just regular people, too. ADDers have the same challenge to go through yet. I do see this as a very similar civil rights issue. And that's just part of why I see these as very connected. You have to come out as an ADDer just as you have to come out in the gay lesbian world. And that world has worked very hard to overcome some of the rights issues, the prejudices, and the hate crimes things, all that. I think we have lessons we can get by looking at that community that ADDers still have to go through.
Wow, very well put. Kirsten, before we wrap this up, you got any thoughts or comments?
I have two. One that I wanted to share just because I'm really enjoyed reading this out in Maine thing, and I just want to keep talking about it. But there's a drag queen that they interviewed in here, and she said, my job as an artist isn't to answer questions for people. My job as an artist is to make them think about questions. And not only just, you know, helping people who are gay or who are ADHD inspire questions from others so that they can understand, you know, who they are, but also helping the, you know, those people who are struggling or embracing having ADHD or being gay to develop insight and ask questions about themselves so that they have better awareness and can connect themselves more easily to people. And the last question that I have for Barbara actually is a reverse question from what Jeff you asked earlier. So is there anything that the gay lesbian community might be able to learn from the ADHD community?
I think that's a great question. I think the gay lesbian community knows very well to celebrate diversity, but I think this is one more reminder that we are all diverse in many ways, and to celebrate that and to appreciate those nuances. I think that's always, every community can learn and appreciate that and grow from it.
Absolutely.
Well,
Barbara, thank you so much.
Yeah, Barbara, mm-hmm. this has been better than I ever thought, imagined, and I personally have learned so much today of just some of the nuances and differences that I had never really thought about, and I thank you for coming on the show because I would never gotten this perspective or understood some of these issues unless you brought them out. So thank you very, very much. Everybody, thank you again for listening. Please, we encourage you to get the word out of this show. For all I know, maybe it'll be like, you know, part of a community. Maybe people can listen to it and have some discussion to get everything together, because what I took away from this is if that space could form a community and a tribe, it could help a lot of people. So, again, Barbara, thank you for coming on the show. And, Kirsten, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.